Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It is a Tier Tuesday every Tuesday at 11:30, and it's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We have Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston, on a Tommy Tuesday at high noon. But today, Keefe, we are tearing off horror movie franchises.
That's right, Jones. Franchises. So, Halloween, for example, is a horror movie franchise. The first movie might be a perfect movie. They had several sequels, reboots, and remakes. So what we're going to have to do is kind of combine all of them together and see where they would
Mash them all up. Gale the snail style.
That's right. Okay. So right now we have five tiers. We can add or subtract as we go. We have the top tier, Goat.
The goat
tier. And remember, this isn't just the one movie. This is the whole franchise.
The whole franchise.
Kit and caboodle.
Yes.
Second tier down. So scary.
So scary.
Thank you, Joe.
Castig, not a horror movie guy, it sounds like. Yeah.
Well, no, most people aren't.
Yeah.
But me and Nick and Stiz and Wiggy are. So that's why we're doing this tier list. Right. And it's the spooky season. It's the smack dab middle of October. Third tier, one good one. One good one. So there's one good one.
Just one.
A lot of these might be a loaded tier.
It could be the whole tier.
It could be.
Yeah.
Tier below that, Frisky. This is the Frisky franchise.
Frisky's below one.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't really necessarily even have one.
Right.
I see. Got it.
It's Frisky.
Okay.
You might like a couple of them, but they're not like one really good one.
Got it.
And then the bottom tier, Eeks.
Eeks.
Okay. That's the trash tier. Those are the bad ones.
And that's a little confusing because that's not just super scary.
No, no, that's like, oh.
Yeah, that's like, shouldn't have made these. Eeks, I don't like
shouldn't
it.
Shouldn't have made
not
these.
Not Eeks. Yeah. It's pretty terrifying.
So we have, I think, 50 different franchises to tier.
No, we don't.
No, we will look at that a little bit. But at least you're going to start throwing some at us. Well, as many as we can get to.
Okay.
First one up, 28 Days Later.
All right, so they just came out with a new one this year, which was really good.
Okay. Magnum Dong.
Okay. All right.
There's some of that.
Yes, there's an alpha zombie in every way. And they show everything.
Okay.
It leaves nothing to the imagination. It is all on screen.
Okay.
All on screen.
So in some ways,
goat.
Just one is very apt.
I would say goat.
Okay.
So the first one was very, very good. 28 days later.
Mm-hmm.
Then what was it? 28 weeks later?
Yeah, weeks.
And then they did 28 years later. And there's going to be another sequel coming out in January. I think this latest one, so there's not as many to choose from as some of these other ones. I would say it's So Scary.
Okay. Not Goat.
Not Goat.
So Scary.
So Scary.
Okay.
Nick?
So Scary.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't like the last one, so 2 out of 3 is not bad.
Okay.
Oh, he didn't like the last one.
All right.
Yikes.
Eeks.
Alien.
All right, Alien.
Yeah.
Some would argue sci-fi. I would say the first one is very much horror. The Xenomorph's a horrifying creature. There are a lot of these.
Let me ask maybe perhaps a stupid question.
No, there are no stupid questions in the tiers.
The new television show Alien Earth, that's part of this or this is just...
It is part of this, but no, we're doing...
Just films?
Ruling on this?
I think the whole universe should count.
All right, so that counts.
It leads up to the first movie.
Okay. Okay.
Not a stupid question.
Ooh.
How about that? Upset of the day.
All right, so I think it's more than one good one.
Okay.
But I would say...
Is it So Scary?
Yeah, I would say it's So Scary.
So Scary.
Okay, So Scary.
So Scary.
It's not the goat.
No.
But there's more than one good one.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Conjuring.
All right, so Conjuring.
That's what it feels like to me.
Yeah, you might be right. The first one's amazing.
Okay.
The second one, I don't sleep on the second one.
Okay.
You might not be able to sleep. You might be so scared.
Right.
So
you're making a case for So Scary over there? Who is our tiebreaker? Billy, are you well-versed enough to be the tiebreaker?
I'm going to give it to Nick to
Nick will be our tiebreaker.
Nick is for sure the tiebreaker. No, I think one is fine. Okay. But I wouldn't snooze on the Annabelle movies. Some of the Annabelle movies are pretty good.
Okay.
And
this is the one with the house that's around here, right?
Yeah, it's in Rhode Island.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, this is they're all based on true stories.
Okay.
These are all true stories.
We don't want to bump it up just because it's local.
One good one's fine.
One good one.
It's going to be controversial, I think, on Instagram.
Okay, well.
All right, we'll put it there.
Lord knows.
Child's Play.
East.
No.
Child's Play.
Is the first one's good.
It's not
I don't
frisky.
Think so.
It's not even frisky.
I think it's Eeks. I've never been a fan of Chucky. You're scared of the doll?
Well, I don't know. It at least feels frisky. You're saying it's
Eeks. I'll put it in frisky if you want to put it in
you
frisky.
You want to go frisky?
Nick was already ready to put it in one.
Nick, frisky?
I'll put it in frisky. I like the first one.
Fine. How about that?
All right.
Child's Play.
Okay.
I gotta count them where I've actually seen them. So let's at least make this frisky. Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
Friday the 13th.
Yeah?
It might be one. The first one's good. Although, would you argue the second one's also pretty good, part two? So the first one, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Jason Voorhees, like as you know him with the hockey mask, isn't even in it. Like, it's his mom. Scary. It's a really good camp movie. There's been 12 different Friday the 13th movies.
What was
movies.
The one yesterday? I liked at least one of the scenes out of that.
Oh, yeah, IFC shows.
That was right. Jason Goes to Manhattan, I believe.
Yeah, he was in Manhattan.
There's at least two good ones.
Did he beat the Muppets to Manhattan, or he followed up the Muppets? I think the Muppets went first.
I think the Muppets went there first. Then he
then
went
Then he went.
Yeah, I believe that's
which
right.
Which is the crossover I'd like to see.
So you're saying, so scary? You're saying just one?
I'm saying just one.
Just one?
What do you think, Nick?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of garbage.
Oof.
Yeah.
Talk about riling up the people.
People are going to be mad.
People are not going to
like
that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, listen.
Okay. Well, we want to
embrace debate.
We want to be accurate.
Yeah.
And then we'll embrace the debate. Mm-hmm. That's true. Okay.
Halloween.
All right. So this one has.
See, now that's where I assumed you were going to go with this, but I sense some hesitation.
So it's a goat villain. Michael Myers is a goat villain.
But the first movie. That's not what we're grading.
The first movie is a 6 out of 6. Excellent movie. Second one, I don't mind. Third one doesn't even have Michael Myers in it.
Third one doesn't count.
Third one, yeah, but it's in the franchise. The fourth one, I actually don't mind. It's not a good movie. The fifth one gets worse. The sixth one is unwatchable.
Okay.
The Rob Zombie did two movies. One of them's good.
Okay.
There was one with Busta Rhymes.
That sounds great.
He, kung fu kicked Michael Myers.
Okay. You're saying that's a good or a bad one? I'm confused.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just painting the picture.
Okay.
And then there was three that Danny McBride wrote where it gets progressively worse to the point where the last one in the series might be one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Wow.
So.
It's hard to be goat with that much.
That's what I'm saying. There's a lot bringing it down where I would argue so scary.
So scary.
Nick?
Honestly, I was thinking Eeks because there's like four good movies. Four
Whoa!
To 13. Four to 13 is not a good ratio.
Right. No, but I think so the scary. First one like is so good.
First
that
one's one of my favorite crazy. Movies ever, but yeah. There's a lot of
just
really bad
looking for clicks over there. Let's go with so scary.
It's controversial.
Yeah,
so scary.
Yeah, thank you.
It.
How many of these are there total?
Does the miniseries count?
There's an upcoming miniseries, but there is two
original miniseries.
Oh, yeah. That was like on TV, right? That was like a two-part. That's like a super long movie with Tim Curry as Pennywise. And then they came out with two more.
Okay.
I'm not wild about it. I think it's more frisky, but people like it.
Frisky?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. That seems harsh. Frisky.
Have you seen these ones? They were very popular.
I saw the first one. That's all I've seen.
Okay.
And that was how many years ago was that?
So the first one was 1990, but then they came back.
So frisky, it's not even one good one is what you're saying.
No.
Okay. Frisky.
No.
Yeah. Frisky. Let's do it.
A Nightmare on Elm Street.
All right, so this has got to be Stiz's favorite. This is another one. There's just so many of them that the first one's awesome. The third one's awesome. And then there's one called The New Nightmare, which I forget even what number that is, like 7, 6?
Freddy versus Jason count?
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I would count. I would count for both.
Okay, so it can't be one.
I would count
one.
For both. Maybe so scary.
So scary.
Yeah. Not even one good one. Well, if there's a couple, I guess.
But you know what I'm saying? There's more than one good one.
But
though.
You won't apply the. Oh yeah, I'm sorry. So scary. I was hearing Frisky. Yeah. Sorry. So scary. Yeah. Where Halloween is where this should be.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's where it is.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Scream.
Okay. Now I know Keith. I know Keith.
The goat.
Goat. I'm trying to
pound
think
for pound. It's got some. It's got some of the best stuff.
How many are there?
There six. Is six.
So I think I've seen there's two. I like
seventh
both.
One's on the way.
Yeah. Seventh one's next February.
Yeah. It's coming out soon. The only one that's not good is three, and even that is better than most of the sequels to like Halloween or Nightmare or Friday.
Goat.
Goat.
Let's do it.
Goat.
Final Destination.
I think also goat.
Oh, so I like
are
the first one.
Are you being swayed by recency bias?
Maybe. The first one and this most recent one.
So are there three total?
No, God, no. There's six.
Six of them?
Six of them.
Five or six?
No, seriously.
Lanny, you like these, right?
Five or six?
Love them. Haven't seen the most recent one yet.
Though. All right. Okay. I'm telling you.
I would goat them without seeing the most recent
God.
One, too.
Then okay, goat. Well, dude, finally.
What are we even talking about then? Okay, I guess it's goat. Yeah. Okay. I like the first one very much. That's all I've seen.
The Purge.
Eeks. Okay.
The Purge is frisky. Well, Purge is better than Eeks.
That's not what Nick says.
Is it?
Yeah, Purge is a good time.
I've never seen it.
You know who likes the Purge? Wiggy loves the Purge.
I can't even have Nick break the tie on this. I've not seen these.
There's a lot of them.
Okay.
Very violent.
Hyper violent. Do we have anything in Eeks?
No.
Eeks. Eeks.
Okay.
Well, Eeks. Jam it down.
We will. There'll be some in Eeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hellraiser.
Frisky. First one's good. Then it gets kind of off the rails. It's a classic. Pinhead, the whole thing.
Even if you're just going to go frisky, it's a frisky movie.
It is frisky.
Oh, like this.
Like
I should watch it frisky?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like if IFC, I'm seeing everything.
Mature.
Yeah, I'm IFC in all of it.
For a mature audience.
Okay, good. All right, frisky then. Good.
Jaws.
Is this one good one?
Yep. One good one.
That's one that when I was scrolling through, I'm like, this is one I actually feel pretty 100%. Strong about. That's one
I can't
good
wait
one.
For people to not read franchises and see Jaws in the middle.
Conjuring here. Jaws, Friday the 13th. People are going to be pissed about one good one, but it's franchises. We need to make sure Terp writes franchises.
That's a perfectly laid trap is what that is.
Yeah, like, react. You're snitching on yourself, not listening to the segment.
Dance, puppets, dance. Yeah, no, that's a well-laid trap. I like it. Okay.
Paranormal Activity.
These are pretty good, but...
I was going to go frisky.
Yeah, I was going to say frisky.
I saw the first one. Yeah. That doesn't feel...
I think they're pretty frisky.
Anything higher than frisky. Yeah.
A Quiet Place.
I hate these movies.
Eeks.
I hate these movies.
You do?
I'm not a fan.
Lana, this feels almost Wiggy level hating him and those... who's the director? Why am I blanking?
He hates Jordan Peele.
Thank you, Jordan Peele.
Yeah, he hates Jordan Peele.
He hates... but this people like these movies,
Them. People love them.
Yeah, so
the
this feels like a bold flavor.
I didn't even like the first one, and then they made two after that. The third one's okay, but like, no, this is Eeks to me. Not
Eeks.
A fan.
Yeah. Eeks. Yeah. Okay.
Saw.
Goat.
Saw's got to be good.
Goat!
Right?
Saw's insane.
So I guess we'll get to these coming up, but that's not a very full tier, but I think it belongs up there.
I love Saw. There's so many of them. There's 10 of these bad boys.
Yeah, so
and most of them are good.
I saw two of them.
Okay.
Yeah, not none.
It was a fun thing. You get to. It came out like when we were in college. Every Halloween, they like just pumped them out every year. It's great.
Where am I? Scary Movie.
Oh. I like Scary Movie.
Scary movies are good.
They're
coming out with another one too. The Wayans are back.
Isn't there more than one good one?
No, there's two good ones though. Yeah. So I would put it more in so scary.
Everything else weighs those two down.
Because then the Wayans
Simon Rex era.
Right. Well, I do like Simon Rex.
I think
shout
I only,
out to.
I think I only saw the first two.
Dirt Nasty?
Yeah.
Is his rap name?
So Scary. A
little Three Loco rejoin. At least one that you maybe can play.
Yeah.
I would say So Scary.
So Scary.
Because it kind of falls off a cliff. There's some funny jokes after the first two, but the first two are really where it's at.
Okay. Yeah.
So Scary.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
One?
This is a one. Oh, no. This might be So Scary. I thought the reboot was pretty good with Jessica Biel.
That counts?
Yeah.
All I think I say with Alexandra Daddario.
That one, too. Ooh. No, not that one. But
that one was horrible.
The Jordana Brewster one.
Yeah.
They're not bad.
The new one's
this
horrible.
Is how they should do May or May Not, which is who's in the movie.
Just
nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
May.
Yeah. Who would you cast in the next Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Like, I don't know.
It's not my job.
Okay, I thought one. Am I outvoted on this? I would say one.
I bumped it up one because I feel like there's more than
so
just
scary.
One. Thank you. Oh, the new sorry. One's good, or not the new one? The like the reboot with Jessica Biel.
The reboot of the reboot.
All right, you two are the experts. So Nick is siding with you. Yes. Okay.
I know what you did last summer.
One good one.
Okay,
one good one.
The Exorcist.
Oh.
Mm.
One good one.
No, because Exorcist 3, sneaky, very, very good.
Yeah?
Yes.
So scary.
Yep. So right. Put it in so scary.
Same one.
Okay. Evil Dead.
So scary.
Honestly? Goat.
Yeah?
You're going to goat it?
I'm going to goat. It. There's no bad one.
I forgot about Evil Dead Rises.
So really Evil Dead Rises. So it's Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2, Army of Darkness. Then there was another Evil Dead, and then there was Evil Dead Rise.
Okay.
It's legit. It's good. Yeah, or great. It's goat. Goat.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, not good. I don't understand your terminology over there. Good and great. It's goat. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Leprechaun.
Eeks. Got to be Eeks.
No doubt.
I've seen that.
No doubt.
Eeks.
What, you don't like Leprechaun Goes to the Hood?
He went to space after the Hood. No, he went to the Hood.
No,
after
the Hood
space.
Was number two, I think.
Yeah, he went to space after. Yeah. Although Jennifer Aniston, film debut, Leprechaun 1.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's wrestling a leprechaun out there.
Hey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
What else?
Wrestle my leprechaun. Final one, VHS.
So scary.
Ooh, you want to put it up? It's so scary, Nick. I think it's more.
I've seen none of these, so I'll butt right out.
Frisky. I'll put it on the same tier as Paranormal Activity. Yeah, and it also makes the graphic look snappier. So this is what we have.
Good. I like that's the kind of logic I can support.
This way, it's all in one line.
Yeah, good.
So goat tier, we have Scream, Final Destination, Saw, and The Evil Dead.
Nice.
The So Scary tier, 28 Days Later, Alien, Halloween, Nightmare on Elm Street, Scary Movie, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and The Exorcist.
I think people are going to get a little fired up.
They are.
That. Yeah.
The one good one, The Conjuring, Friday the 13th, Jaws, and I Know What You Did Last Summer.
People are definitely going to get fired up about Jaws.
Frisky, Child's Play, It, Hellraiser, Paranormal Activity, VHS.
Nailed that.
Maybe we move It up one?
Let's hear the bottom tier.
Eeks, The Purge, A Quiet Place, and Leprechaun.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Pretty satisfied with this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get those posted. Do you want to make a late adjustment on It? How do you feel about that?
What do you think about It? Should we move it up one, Nick?
Sure. Because the first one is actually good.
That's where I was initially at. So
we'll move It up one.
Bump that up. That's pleasing. That's aesthetically pleasing on the graphic. That's
there's a lot more
pleasing
choices here. Should I put Children of the Corn on Eeks?
Oh,
pop that on there.
Oh, you just jam that in there?
I could.
Okay.
Yeah, look at that. Making
let's
moves.
See. People want to, there were a few that scrolled
Omen.
By.
Oh, yeah. Where do you want to put the Omen?
The Omen's on here somewhere. I saw the first Omen. Is Omen one good one? I don't know. People, oh, yeah. Actually, multiple places now. Twitch
are
and
asking about
letter.
Omen?
No, they're asking about Hostel movies. I saw that in Twitch and on the text.
All letter. Right, we can put Hostel on there. Where do you want to put Hostel? Frisky?
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
I was just telling you what
probably,
people are,
probably
I was
frisky.
Telling you what people right. are talking about.
I'll put Hostel and Frisky.
Okay.
What was the other one we just said? The people wanted? Omen. Oh,
Omen. Omen had one good one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, I don't know if the rest of them dragged it all down.
This is great. Oh, yeah, okay. No, this looks good. This is a snappy graphic.
Horror
we'll tweet it out.
Movie franchises. Go check those out at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. You can yell at Keefe21
mm-hmm.
at Jones WEEI. That's probably the best way to do that. We have Tommy Curran on a Tommy Tuesday at high noon. And let's get to Belichick. Very interesting yesterday. And it sounds like Bill is actually going to coach on Friday against Cal. So let's get to that with all your thoughts next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.